Granted that nothing is ever perfect, what solutions can I nonetheless see which would help, especially the European system, to be more forward-looking in the rights it bestows migrants, who, it should be noted, maybe have a harder and harder time in Europe as the years go by. I see three avenues. One is to open up Article 3 ECHR, which is about inhuman and degrading treatment, which is extremely difficult to engage because the court insists that there must be a very high threshold of suffering being reached before it comes into place. And whilst I agree with this high threshold, I think it would be important for the judges of the court to try to put themselves in the shoes of these migrants to realize that actually what's happening to them is beyond what it can be considered to be humane. A second avenue would be to open up Article 6 and to reverse the Mauria judgment. I have heard some judges saying that the time had come to overturn Mauria, that the time was right, and I hope that these judges are right, because until this is achieved, migrants and immigration issues are almost falling out of the radar of justice. It is extremely important in a polity which prides itself on governing through the rule of law to actually make sure that serious disputes can be brought before independent judges with support from qualified lawyers. And so something needs to be done about Article 6. The final avenue that I would like to see being open has to do with the prohibition of discrimination. As I have mentioned in a previous episode, I do wonder if one day we will not look back at the way we're treating nationals today and think that the difference of treatment that we make between nationals and non-nationals is groundless. So this could be addressed through using Article 14, which prohibits discrimination. ECHR experts know that the court, if it has found a violation of a substantive right, does not seem to be very interested in assessing whether there has also been discrimination. Possibly because it finds that this is enough. In a sense, redress will be offered to the applicant. Many commentators actually argue that for the people who suffer discrimination, it is very important for this to be highlighted. So, even though I realize that the court is not suddenly going to develop at full speed a case law on Article 14 on ground of discrimination of nationality, I think that whenever possible, it should nonetheless have recourse to this provision. In the next podcast, I will also look at procedural tools and techniques which would also make it possible for the case law to be opened up.